Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Q&A with Chris Walls, President and CEO of GoMinis. Chris Walls, President and CEO of GoMinis, has led the company through a major expansion, surpassing 100 sold territories and modernizing operations. Under his leadership, GoMinis has introduced industry-leading 20-foot containers and focused on customer experience. The partnership with Move for Hunger aims to reduce food waste and support families facing hunger, aligning with GoMinis' values of sustainability and community engagement. The program will enable over 20,000 meals to be delivered to those in need across GoMinis network territories. Franchisees play a vital role in educating customers and organizing food drives at the local level. While the partnership is still in its early stages, there is potential for future expansion and deeper community engagement. Junk.com trades junk for joy at Rides and Rods Car Show. Junk.com made a splash at the fourth annual Rides and Rods Car Show, bringing joy instead of junk removal services. Families enjoyed exploring the Junk.com truck, taking photos, and snagging squishy truck toys. The event featured classic cars, food trucks, and activities, all benefiting local children's programs. CEO Nicole Tertorisi highlighted the community impact, emphasizing the support for Pueblo's kids. Junk.com is known for its junk removal services and commitment to recycling and donating. Learn more at www.junk.com.
New grants for schools offer CPR training and resources to make campuses safer. Today, the American Heart Association launches a new financial grant program to equip 40 high school and college heart clubs across the country with CPR training and resources. These grants aim to double survival rates from cardiac arrest by 2030. Students and educators will learn life-saving skills and join the Nation of Lifesavers movement. Heart clubs empower students to lead activities supporting well-being. College grants include CPR kits and training materials, while high school grants provide funding for emergency response plans and training. Applications are due November 20th, winners announced December 8. CPR can double or triple a person's chance of survival. Join the Nation of Lifesavers by learning CPR.
Santa Cruz's youth gain paid work experience via AHSC-backed internship initiative. Santa Cruz Works and Digital Nest are partnering to offer paid internships for young adults through the AHSC 2025-26 Internship Opportunity Program. Funded by the City of Santa Cruz, this initiative aims to provide workforce development opportunities for underserved youth and local businesses. The program connects talent to local jobs, reduces commute distances, and fosters a more resilient economy. 10 local businesses are participating, offering six-month paid positions to interns recruited and trained by Digital Nest. This partnership is a model for community-driven workforce development, strengthening companies, diversifying the talent pipeline, and creating sustainable careers in Santa Cruz County. The Professional Alliance for Child-Centered Safety launched September 10th to lead practice standards and promote child well-being. The Professional Alliance for Child-Centered Safety, or PACS, officially launched on September 10th, 2025, as a practitioner-led network dedicated to advancing education, training, and unified practice standards that prioritize the emotional, psychological, and physical well-being of children. Founded by Stephen P. Lindenberg, PhD, PACS offers members exclusive resources, ongoing education, and vital opportunities for collaboration. Members have access to a curated research library, practitioner-focused trainings, and a professional directory to connect with experts nationwide. PACS is actively seeking founding members to help shape the future of child-first standards and family court practices, offering priority access to trainings and community leadership opportunities. Visit pet.global to join as a founding member or register as a new member and be part of a trusted network dedicated to improving outcomes for children and families.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.